You there, oh, 2100 hours, kuna kujunga. Mutaso solo gipepe, musi musa hirimba. Mula andime DJ mwana wakele son junga po jino until 2100 hours.
A combo ni right.
Zumana na kujunga wasa, I'll be back. Yama na bio news. Mwayu wengu 94.9 FM, Lusaka ni salani area kopa belt 90.9. Live streaming, mgu www.combonipobo.com. Wama na bia. Katia wewe ndela anto mwe money 2100 dollars ikatu junga combo radio hakuna kulala yaya
combo
yaya
shabusha
yaya
sikweka kwe
yaya
kama mauka muda diga
jamu kwa iba kokala
yundu jump
down yundu music
exclusive to combo radio terms and conditions apply
yundu jump down kwa combo radio yaya manati very very.
This program is available for sponsorship.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. 28-year-old Mansa woman raped by four men. In African news, Nigerian minister says the country has enough problems and can't take deportees from U.S. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 28-year-old woman of Chitamba village in Chief Kasala Lukangaba's area in Mansa district of Luapula province has allegedly been gang-raped by four men. Luapula province police commanding officer Mwala Yui has confirmed the incident, which happened on 6th July 2025 around 23 hours. Mr. Yui said the victim, whose name has been withheld, reported the matter to police officers in Mansa district yesterday, 9th July. According to the complainant, on the material day, she left a local bar where she had been drinking from, and while walking home, when she encountered a group of boys, including James, whom she identified as someone often found at town UB market. Mr. Yui said the complainant narrated that the boys approached her and one of them hit her with a fist on the forehead, while others kicked her to the ground before taking turns in raping her while holding her hands and legs. Mr. Yui added that afterwards the assailant got away with her green suit and black slippers, leaving her naked after the ordeal. He explained that the victim later managed to go to a nearest house where she found a woman she identified as Alana Memory, who helped her with a chitenge material which she covered herself with and went home and could not disclose her ordeal to anyone. However, the following morning, her mother found the blood stains in the house and questioned the daughter about them, prompting the victim to reveal what had happened. The mother helped her to report the matter to the police station, where a formal complaint was lodged. Police have since instituted investigations into the matter and launched a manhunt for the assailant. Drivers at Lusaka's Kulimatao bus station have expressed a willingness to further reduce the bus fares on all local routes, following the Road Transport and Safety Agency's RTSA announcement of a 1 kwacha reduction. In an interview with Company Radio News, Kulimatao bus station chairperson Nicholas Banda states that bus operators will maintain the fare reduction as long as the Energy Regulation Board keeps fuel prices steady for at least 6 months. Mr. Banda has also urged RTSA to promptly release the fare chart, allowing passengers to adjust to the new charges.
So, you want to go to Sapo, Tita will come to the Savo Condera, Sapo to Sapo. Rather, I mean a yummy, but what is there? I mean a general answer. Timapuna, theater, you know what my Chiraco or Masuako, theater Timapuni, because some of the time I was so much. Some of the summer, the Mapuna on a theater, and the repair is 3 quarters. So every time that we are at the ground,
And drivers at Kulimatao bus station have echoed Mr. Banda's sentiments, emphasizing their willingness to implement the fare reduction once the new fare chart is made available. The Kapirimpunchi Town Council Secretary Colin Zindilema has responded to public criticism over the road markings, which have been questioned as to how economically viable the program is when a number of roads are still in a deplorable state. In an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Ndilema has stated that there is nothing wrong for the local authority to embark on the road markings, adding that people should not forget that this is one way to ensure road safety for all. And Mr. Ndilema has disclosed that the local authority has since secured 300,000 kwacha to carry out the said exercise. Meanwhile, the council secretary has also revealed that working on the township roads will soon become a reality as the developmental program is in the process. He pointed out that a stretch of about 21 kilometers is what is set to be covered in the district by AVIC, the contractor engaged to carry out the Lusaka Ndola dual carriageway.
What's the problem? Thank you so much. Everything has got planning stages. Oh, it is. It is. A road without marking, it's not complete. A road without marking is not complete. We have planned everything. So the roads that we have that are in good shape for now, there is nothing wrong to mark them. And we need to do the road marking. Driving is all about signs. When the signs are clear, it makes life easier even for the drivers. Even for the